welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our fall membership drive. We'll get back to that in a moment. In the meantime, do you recognize the music? That's from The Joy of Painting on PBS. There's more to art than an object. Creating art can make you feel good, too. American landscape artist Bob Ross has educated thousands over the years with his iconic The Joy of Painting on PBS. He helped novices create at-home masterpieces in half an hour, and his personality and soothing voice just made viewers feel good. Bob Ross died in 1994, but his legacy of feel-good creativity has endured. Jeff Lankow is a creative director and media consultant who has worked on special projects for the Bob Ross Company since 1989. He joins us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Rachel Weaver is a certified expressive arts therapist and CEO of Wise Mind Consulting and Wellness in Dublin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Listeners, you are listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive, and I want to remind you that listener support is the most important part of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. For a membership of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150, you can get a very special first-time offer available for this hour only. Get a ticket to a WOSU Public Media exclusive member event, a Bob Ross painting class. You're invited to join me and certified Bob Ross paint instructor Kathleen Shepherd as we gather for a Bob Ross painting workshop. The two-hour class will be held on Friday, November 8th at the Fawcett Center on the Ohio State campus. During the class, you'll learn how to paint in the Bob Ross style, the wet-on-wet technique. Each guest will receive all the materials they need and will also enjoy light refreshments during the event. Don't miss your chance to attend this exclusive WOSU member event. We have a limited number of seats for this painting workshop, so make your gift now. That's $12.50 for a ticket a month, or a sustaining gift of $12.50 a month gets you that ticket as well. $150 one-time gift for one ticket to the class. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This is going to be a great evening with other WOSU members. We'll have some fun learning to paint like Bob Ross, and our instructor will teach us a few other popular painting techniques as well. That's $12.50 a month as a sustainer, or go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Rachel Weaver, can you tell us from your experience, what do we mean by expressive arts?
Absolutely. So I think a lot of times when people hear creativity, they think, oh, I'm not creative. I can't paint. I can't draw. I don't know how to play an instrument. I can't sing. So actually, the expressive arts is more of a all of the above approach. So the International Expressive Arts Therapy Association, which I am a part of, I'm a certified expressive arts therapist, they actually give a really great definition of what expressive arts is. So they say that expressive arts combines the visual arts, movement, drama, music, writing, and other creative processes to foster deep personal growth and community development. So they encourage involving multimodal approaches within psychology, organizational development, community arts, and education. So by integrating the arts processes and allowing one to flow right into another, we can gain access to our inner resources for healing, clarity, illumination, and creativity.
So you've heard of Bob Ross.
Oh my gosh. I grew up with Bob Ross, and I know we were talking right before. I came in with my Bob Ross pin, my Bob Ross earrings. So I really feel, believe it or not, that Bob was kind of one of the very first people to introduce me to this world of expressive arts and creativity.
And it wasn't as much about the painting. I mean, right, Jeff Lankow? It's about just the mood of the moment with Bob Ross.
I think that's what we're seeing right now with new interest in Bob, that there is a phenomenon there, and we've known this for a long time, where a lot of people don't paint, but they do enjoy watching Bob and watching Bob create this painting in 26 minutes. It's really quite a phenomenon.
And how much do we know about how aware he was of the mood he created in that half hour?
I think Bob was very self-aware, and he was certainly very aware of his sort of comical experience. You know, he did some MTV promos back in the day, and I think he understood that it was a broader acceptance of him, not just as a teacher, but as someone who was fun to watch and someone who had a positive message.
Rachel Weaver, as far as the teaching part of it, I'm not sure I would have ever thought of him as a teacher in that strictest sense. He was more like a guide.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was kind of this voice.
A spirit guide.
Yes, this voice of wisdom, this kind of nurturing and steady kind of aspect. You know, one of my favorite quotes that he has was, no mistakes, just happy accidents. So if you look at that in the aspect of creativity or learning how to engage in the expressive arts, the fact that you give yourself the permission to say, it's not an accident. So if I don't know what I don't know, if I don't know how to use watercolors, if I don't know how to draw, the fact that I am engaging in the process allows me to see there's no mistakes, only happy accidents.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. This hour of All Sides is about the connection between creativity and wellness, and who can illustrate that connection any better than Bob Ross? You're listening to all of this during our fall membership drive, and for this hour only, we're offering you a special thank you gift for $12.50 a month as a sustainer. You can get a ticket for a WOSU Public Media exclusive Bob Ross painting class. Join us on Friday, November 8th. I'll be there too at 6 p.m. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience for WOSU members only. That's $12 a month as a sustainer, or make a one-time gift of $150 for your ticket to this special event. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Jeff Lankow, let's talk about Bob Ross. And a lot of people are always surprised to hear he was in the military for many years.
He was in the military. I think that, you know, there is actually very little known about Bob. And I think that if anybody knew what the Bob Ross legacy would turn into, perhaps there might have been in more of a concerted effort to create a story behind him. But yeah, there is a very limited story. Bob was in the Air Force in Alaska. I don't know that he was in Alaska for all of it. I believe he was in the Air Force for 20 years. And he had other creative endeavors, too, while he was there. But I think he started out with his father as a young man in the construction business.
I was amazed. I mean, this half-hour show isn't an accident. When he was in the military, he would go home for lunch and paint a couple paintings and then head back and sell them.
That, you know, that sounds like Bob. Bob told me a story one time about he was into crafts and into creating, and it was a very sort of endearing story for me to hear as a designer. But he said that he would go to craft fairs, and they would collect rocks from one of the, you know, the rivers in Alaska, these soft round pebbles, and they would glue them together and make them look like Eskimos, and they called them Rockimos. And this was before, of course, he started painting. So Bob had this creative streak for a long time.
And you're that makes you kind of swoon a little bit, Rachel.
It does, because I think that people want to see Bob as a one-dimensional character, but he was a very creative person, and I think it's important to remember that.
What's amazing to me in reading about him is he was also a perfectionist, and yet he didn't exude that on his show at all, Rachel Weaver. So in order to teach, you have to be a master at what you're doing, but some masters like to make sure you know they're a master. And with him, what do you think?
I think he really used that concept of meeting you where you're at. So having this skill set, but having it be very obtainable. So it wasn't this aspect of, you know, I'm in a white lab coat kind of doctor mentality, and I'm giving you all of this plethora of information. It was more like you were hanging out with a friend in the living room and learning all these different techniques.
Jeff Lankow, he did that for a long time. For me, a lot of his shows are very interchangeable. I can't place them along a timeline, in other words.
They are sort of very interchangeable, and that, I think, you know, that speaks to the beauty of the way the show was produced. They are interchangeable, and you can't really tell the passage of time. Every once in a while, his hairstyle may change a little bit. but essentially they're sort of locked in place in time. And that's sort of the beauty of it, and that's why people still watch it today, because it still has that essence of, I'm going to teach you how to do this painting in 28 minutes or 26 minutes.
Are there people who collect his work now?
There's not a lot of his work out there. There are private pieces that he has, that he created, that are out and about. The paintings that are from the show, there were three of them done for each show, are in a warehouse in Virginia, where I am. And actually, coming up in the next couple of weeks, there's going to be the first ever exhibit of paintings from the television show here in Northern Virginia.
Oh, wow. Where at?
It is in Purcellville at the community art park.
Huh.
And if you check the website, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
All right. We'll check it out. We'll post the website on our website at WOSU.org. You can also go to WOSU.org right now and show your support for 89.7 NPR News. I want to say thanks to Niels Hansen and also Fran Carr, both from Columbus, for your pledges of support. Niels writes, I love WOSU. It's a great station. I just love it. Well, I just love you, Niels, for taking the time to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about Bob Ross today. You know him from PBS and his Joy of Painting show that aired for many years. This hour of All Sides is about the connection between creativity and wellness. Who can illustrate that better than Bob Ross? So if you're listening to us right now for this hour only, we're offering you a special thank you gift for $12.50 a month as a sustainer. You can get a ticket for a WOSU public media exclusive Bob Ross painting class. Join us on Friday, November 8th at 6 p.m. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience for WOSU members only. That's $12.50 a month as a sustainer, or make a one-time gift of $150 for your ticket to this event. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We have a certified Bob Ross painting instructor joining us for the evening, and she will lead our two-hour class teaching us the Bob Ross style of painting. I'll be there with you too, ready to learn how to paint all those happy trees. Don't miss your chance to attend this exclusive event. Get a ticket for $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 right now. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And remember, you don't just get to attend this great event, but you'll also be supporting public radio with your gift. We're listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. We count on listeners just like you to give what they can during these membership drives. In return, we bring you news and information that you can trust every day. All Sides with Ann Fisher is here for you every morning at 10, talking about what's going on in Central Ohio. We have in-depth, thoughtful conversations. We're also able to do that because we're listener-supported. Make a gift now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And again, our thank you gift this hour is a ticket to a Bob Ross painting class. The class is Friday, November 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll have light refreshments and enjoy an evening together learning how to paint like Bob Ross. Each guest receives all the materials necessary and hands-on instruction. You'll create your very own painting to take home at the end of the evening. And don't worry, this class is for artists of all levels. We're excited to have a fun evening with 89.7 NPR News members, so we hope you'll join us. Get a ticket for $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 right now. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I hope to see you there. Jeff Lankow, what do we mean by a certified Bob Ross instructor?
So a certified Bob Ross instructor has gone through several levels of training. They have a workshop and gallery in New Smyrna Beach, Florida. And I believe there are three levels to the training, and it's really about teaching the method completely so that you could transfer that knowledge to students and teaching them how to be teachers. So not all of the folks, obviously, who take the certified Ross instructor training classes wind up teaching. A lot of people take it because they just want to be really, really good. A lot of people take it because they want that sort of certification, that this is an emblem, a badge, or something that I've accomplished. So there's all, you know, even in that mode where we're in the certified Ross instructor classes, there's different levels of people who are doing it for different reasons.
What is the Bob Ross method?
The wet-on-wet technique is also known as Alprima. It's been around for a long, long time. It's about a base coat that makes paint fluid, and you can add subsequent layers of heavier, thicker paint, it has to be a special paint, to the top of it, and you're able to paint in oil paints very quickly, which you really, if you've ever painted in oil paints, they're very sort of unforgiving. But you're able to paint very quickly and put images down very quickly on top of each other.
And that what do we know about why he enjoyed that?
I think it's probably the same as everyone else. As Bob was you know, seeking out his creative endeavors, he, you know, he learned the wet-on-wet technique from William Alexander. And he was really very good at it, and he took to it. He became, like, I'm assuming he became, because he's the guy who Bob, who Bill Alexander sort of famously passed his brush on to Bob back in the 80s as the carrier of this information. So, yeah, I think Bob had an enormous amount of success with it, and it fit his creative need perfectly.
Rachel Weaver, what have you seen, or can you give us an example of what we mean by how the expressive arts can make a difference in someone's wellness? What do we mean by that?
Absolutely. So there is a plethora of research out there that has shown the connection and correlation between utilization of expressive arts, creative arts, and improved outcomes for mental health and wellness. So there's a wonderful study that was done by Dr. Crawford in the Journal of Psychiatric and Mental Health Nursing. And Dr. Crawford talks about painting a path to wellness. So it's this correlation between participating in like a creative activity group and overall improved measures and mental health outcomes. So when they say creative activity, that included like participation in arts, crafts, any of that expressive stuff. So dancing, movement, drawing, poetry, writing. And what they found from pre to post treatment in both self-reported and clinician related or rated symptoms, that there was clearly a demonstration between the reduction in mental health symptoms, so depression, anxiety, associated with engaging in these creative-based processes.
I guess Vincent van Gogh would have been a lot worse off if he didn't paint then.
I would assume so, yes. And I had heard, too, that he had used a lot of yellow in some of his paintings. And a lot of times paint back then could increase problems mental health-wise. So
because what what constituted the paint.
Exactly. So different chemical components as well. I know a lot of times, too, I had heard in the past that certain artists would use their hands. And if their hands were being used, if they touched their mouth or their face or their skin, then I'm sure, yes, Vincent probably had some additional issues on top.
What
he already
genius,
had.
Genius, though. Yeah, you know, Jeff Lankow, we often think of the tortured genius as the great artist, as someone who's tortured and that sort of thing. And Bob Ross was exactly the opposite, at least to the naked eye.
I think that's probably true. And I think that what people are seeing today is he was a very happy person and he was very positive. And I think that that's what people respond to. He was a great teacher because, yes, he could get to your level, but he was always positive, and that's where the no mistakes, only happy accidents come from. You can always make something positive from this.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that he had said when he was in the military that he had drill sergeants that would constantly yell at him, and he had vowed once he got out of the military that he didn't want to engage in that same kind of behavior. Hence, it really helped to shape his interactions with his audience.
I think that's probably true. I know that in one of the shows, and I have probably watched most of them, but in one of the shows, he sort of alludes to that. And he says, I spent a lot of time telling people what to do, and I'm decided not to do that anymore. So it's sort of along those lines. But a lot of the Bobisms is sort of, you know, built over time. So it's hard to go back and figure out exactly what he said and when.
You know, when I was reading about him, I was sad to hear that his hair was not naturally frizzy or permed like that, that he had done it once and it became a trademark and he had to keep it, but he didn't like it. And that always made me a little sad. He was sort of a prisoner of his own fame.
Well, if he was a prisoner, he was a happy prisoner.
Yeah, right. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our fall membership drive, and for this hour only, we're talking about a very special event exclusive to WOSU Public Media members. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150, and you'll get a ticket to a Bob Ross painting class. So this would be a great gift to anybody you know who is a Bob Ross devotee. That's $12.50 a month as a sustainer right now. Don't miss this opportunity. We have a limited number of tickets. Make a gift of $12.50 a month, which can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. The event is Friday, November 8th at 6 p.m. You'll participate in a two-hour class led by a certified Bob Ross painting instructor. You'll learn how to paint the wet-on-wet technique for which Bob Ross is known, as well as many other popular techniques. And you'll receive one-on-one attention to help guide you as you improve your painting skills. Or maybe you just start establishing a painting skill. WOSU will provide all the materials you need, and at the end of the night, you get to take your painting home. Make a gift and get a ticket. That's $12.50 a month or a one-time gift of $150. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You know, if you listen to All Sides every day, then you know we're committed to producing in-depth, focused conversation on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio, but they could be nationwide issues. They could be international issues. We bring it home for you. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday. You hear straight from the newsmakers from all sides of the aisles. If having a locally focused talk show is important to you, then now is the time to make a gift and support the station at any level, whatever you can afford. If you can manage $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150, you can go to an event exclusive to WOSU members. Attend a Bob Ross painting workshop for $12.50 a month. With that gift, you'll be supporting public radio. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. The number's 866-897-9678. Thanks to Julie Haar from Westerville for your pledge. Julie writes, I'm so excited about the Bob Ross class. So excited. That's awesome, Julie. I can't wait to meet you and have some fun learning how to paint with you. The number is 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. How do you think, Rachel Weaver, you told me that you were watching him when you were a child, and I imagine there are a lot of children who watch Bob Ross. What do you think he does for children?
Absolutely. So I really see him as kind of this Mr. Rogers of the painting world. So many times, too, children don't get to have within their household this availability of a warm, nurturing figure. So many times the person staring back at them from the TV screen is the one that provides them with that support. So I think Bob really cultivated not only just his presence, but again, that nurturing figure of I'm here to support you, just as Mr. Rogers did as well.
And he is sort of mesmerizing in that way. I can remember many a time sitting down and watching Mr. Rogers as an adult, and also Bob Ross. Jeff Lankow, what do we know, if anything, about whether he was aware that children were watching him as well?
Back in the day, I think that when the show was on the air and Bob was still actively producing shows, you have to remember that there were lots and lots of how-to shows on public television then.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So I think that the appreciation for Bob in that second generation or third generation, I'm not sure which one we're on, that comes after the fact. But I can tell you that, last year we created a pledge drive video for public television, for our public television stations to use, and we did Man on the Street interviews in Washington, D.C. And there were so many young folks, and I say that not pejoratively because I'm an older guy, but so many young folks came up to me with comments like, I watched Bob as a kid. He was better than cartoons. I watched Bob, and Bob had a very spiritual meaning to me. He always said, there has to be dark in order to show the light. And sort of these comments that I was sort of taken aback by, because it wasn't really about painting, but it was about the spiritual influence that Bob had on
him. Was he a spiritual person, do we know?
I do not know that. I met Bob a few times. did work back, you know, back in the 80s and early 90s with him, but I didn't know him well enough to be able to say something like that.
You were nodding your head, Rachel Weaver, when we were talking about the dark and light and
yeah, absolutely.
Kind of the metaphorical references.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of times people can see their expressive arts or their creative arts as a way to tap into whatever aspect of spirituality that they feel that is, whether that's a higher power, if that's their internal self. But really, a lot of times, art and creativity can be a gateway to not only deeper understanding of aspects of spirituality, but deeper understanding of yourself and those around you.
There is also a sense about him, even, you know, he talks about the happy accidents, there are no mistakes, they're only happy accidents. Gets away from the idea that everything has to be perfect and that you actually have to be good at it. It's okay just to do it.
Absolutely. I think that's probably one of the biggest barriers for people when they hear about expressive arts or creative arts. Like I had said earlier, well, I can't paint. I can't draw a stick figure. I can't play an instrument. It's not necessarily about the final outcome. Is it good enough? Am I good enough? Am I going to put this into a gallery and have people tell me how good it is? Really, it's just the act of doing it. So if all you did was pick up a paintbrush and drag it across the canvas a couple of times, wonderful. You just engaged in a creative process. It doesn't have to look good to be good.
We have an email from Evan who wrote, I am a child counselor, and it astounds me the amount of adults that tell me they don't know how to play with their child. Mm-hmm. We have to reteach adults this all the time. I'm sure this goes along with this idea of creativity helping with mental health. When I need a boost, I love to do projects around the house or woodworking in the garage. Creativity comes in all shapes and sizes. And you and I were talking about that before we went on the air, Rachel Weaver, you know, how they're not just eliminating art classes from schools, but they're also eliminating industrial arts and home economics from schools' curriculums.
Absolutely. I think a lot of times, too, people see, again, expressive arts as one aspect of art, but yoga could be considered an expressive art. Cooking, aspects of baking, woodworking, auto mechanics. So anything that is really an embodied experience, utilizing your hands, utilizing materials that are around you, really gets to this deeper aspect of health and healing. A lot of times people will seek out different aspects to be able to deal with wellness by, okay, well, I'm going to talk it out. I'm going to just talk to somebody through all of these stuff that I'm going through, whether it's a friend or a family member, or if you seek treatment. A lot of times, talking isn't going to take you far enough. So Dr. Dan Siegel actually did a hand model of the brain. So this aspect of a triune brain, right? So we've got three parts of our brain. So if we put our hand into a fist and put our thumb on the inside of the fist and wrap the fingers around, the top of our fingers is the neocortex, which is where we do a lot of our processing. So this is speech. This is conversational aspects, kind of like we're having right now. The inner part of that is the limbic brain. So this is where we live emotional-wise. So that's depression, anxiety. I got into an argument with a friend or a family member. All of that is highly emotional. So if you think about having a dog or a cat or a pet, they live in the limbic system. They're very emotional. We have that in common. Then if you look at the wrist, it's an aspect of the brainstem. So this controls things like breathing, heartbeat, things that are outside of our control. So many times we try to access wellness through the neocortex or the top of the hand through talking. But all of these expressive and creative arts things that we are talking about today really are a bottom up approach instead of a top down. And what I mean by bottom up is it's really getting more into this brainstem and limbic system, which can facilitate deeper levels of change and wellness instead of just pure talking.
This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And today is a great example of one of the sides that we'll approach on any given day. It is our fall membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides and All Things Considered and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. These programs are paid for with listener support. And in return for your membership, we're offering you a great gift for this hour only. We've never offered it before. I'm really excited to participate in it. I hope you'll join me. Get a ticket to an exclusive WOSU SU member event, a Bob Ross painting workshop. A ticket is $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. Call up a friend you know that would love this and book it together. The class will happen on Friday, November 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Tickets for this class are limited. You have only a few minutes. It looks like just about 28 minutes to go, 23 minutes to go. To get your spot in the class, support all sides for $12.50 a month and get a great experience. A Bob Rostell painting class. By the way, you'll be surrounded by other members of 89.7 NPR News and fans of this show, and I'll be there too. We have a certified Bob Ross painting instructor joining us to guide us through the process of making happy trees and happy little clouds, as Bob would say. WOSU will supply all the materials, and you'll get to take home a masterpiece at the end of the event. Join us. It's $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. As a regular listener to All Sides with Ann Fisher, you know that we bring you a diverse range of topics every Monday. Weekly Reporter Roundtable, you learn about the latest legislation moving through the Ohio General Assembly. Every Tuesday, it's Tech Tuesday. You learn about the newest app or you hear about the latest cybersecurity concern or what kinds of computer games your kids ought to be playing. Every Wednesday, you hear Wellness Wednesday. You learn about the newest fitness trends or the latest cutting-edge research. This show could easily fit into that, given the variety of topics we bring to Wellness Wednesday every week. All Sides with Ann Fisher is dedicated to providing up-to-date, accurate information you can trust. We're dedicated to in-depth, thoughtful discussions that go beyond the headlines. So support your public radio station today. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Support All Sides at $12.50 a month or so you can attend the Bob Ross Workshop. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thanks for your support. We have just about 22 minutes to go. I'd like to get 15 pledges in 22 minutes. I know we can do it. Just pick up the phone right now. Maybe you're busy calling a friend and trying to make this happen, but you don't remember whether you go with a friend or not, you'll be surrounded by kindred spirits at the Bob Ross Painting Workshop. Other people like you that love Bob Ross, love All Sides with Ann Fisher, love 89.7 NPR News. So you will be among friends, whether you come with someone you know or not. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Does any action of creativity make a difference, Rachel Weaver?
In terms of?
I guess for anybody, maybe some people are knitters and other people are, you know, into yoga movements and that kind of a thing. How do you figure it out?
Absolutely. So essentially, it's whatever is an embodied experience. And embodied just means that you are utilizing your body to engage in that process. So again, even writing. When you're writing, yes, you are using aspects of the neocortex, but you're engaging in the movement with your hand. Even typing on the computer, you're still engaging in this embodied experience. You're not just sitting and kind of talking through. So really anything that engages your body can be considered an expressive arts.
Do we know, Jeff Lankow, how Bob Ross changed over time? I guess I'm kind of thinking of him that he's an artist first, but a teacher second. But in most people's minds, he was a teacher first.
Yeah, the kind of success that the Bob Ross name and the Bob Ross brand is experiencing today is not something that he would have witnessed. I will tell you that he did know that he was very popular, and I certainly can relate stories about being at dinner and having people come up to him and ask for autographs, and this was way back in the 80s, so he did understand that. Has he changed over time? I don't think so. I mean, this was a very close. He didn't change much over time. I mean, he might have gotten better as a painter, yeah. But I don't think he changed that much. I mean, they had a formula. It worked, and they were teaching people how to paint, and that's what he wanted. So, you know, in terms of the public persona, I don't see him changing too much.
In your work with Bob Ross, you've done some work with autonomous sensory meridian response and the joy of painting. What is ASMR as it's known?
SMR is something that was coined. It's really an internet term. It's something that was coined, I think 2005, 2006, somewhere in there. And I think it's from one of the YouTube people. But I think that, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, everyone that was associated with Bob knew there was something special that was over and above his love of teaching and this method of teaching this, that there was something very intriguing and you couldn't take your eyes off of this. I can tell you that working on a video last year that I've seen these shows many, many times over the years. And as I was working on the video, I could find myself getting caught up and watching Bob paint. And I watched him do it over and over again. And yet there I was, a little dumbfounded, watching Bob do this same thing. So, yeah, it's a nebulous kind of thing. I think it's beautiful that people can get something from that.
I remember when I was in Mexico some years ago and we were watching somebody create, it was the way they painted was in all of these layers, and then they would scrape bits of it off, and then something would emerge. And, you know, when we started watching the painter, it was maybe three or four of us. And by the end, it was probably 50 or maybe 100 people were standing there watching him. And is that what kind of what you're talking, just the act of watching the creation emerge?
You are going to see this occur at your event in November. Mm-hmm. The people that take the class are going to leave with smiles. There will be a crowd of people around them watching and watching this painting take place. And I can tell you that from being in the studio, you know, the fundraiser that we worked on, we actually had a certified instructor and we had six painters there. And during the breaks, all of the crew, all the people in the studio were around the certified instructor watching him finish this painting.
What is that the act of watching the creation emerge is that what we mean by this autonomous sensory meridian response?
Oh, I think it's multi-level. Okay. I think there's a sound to it. It's the sound of Bob's voice. I've read instances where they think it's the brush sound on the canvas. And certainly when you look at some of the ASMR videos that are out there, it's people speaking quietly. It's noises that are repetitive. There's something in some people that those types of subliminal effects attract.
Rachel Weaver, what do you make of it?
Yeah. So think of we witness, right? So we are witnesses to creative processes all the time. So there's a reason why people go to music concerts. There's a reason why people go to
live music. In
yes,
other words.
Yeah. Exactly. So live music or dance. Ballet, the act of witnessing can sometimes make you become part of that person's process. I think that was probably a lot, too, of what people got out of watching Bob is that it is this multisensory aspect. You're getting the soothing aspect of his voice. You're seeing the beautiful colors that are coming on to the canvas. You're hearing the brush strokes. It really is a whole sensory process that you can dive into. Again, that's why we go and witness amazing concerts.
When I watch him paint, I feel like I can almost feel the breeze or the trees. It's so weird. It sounds so kooky.
It's very mindful. It's very meditative. So, yeah, I don't think it's kooky at all. I think it's very much a human process.
And when I've tried to paint along with him, it's like, I don't even want to do this. I just want to watch him.
And I've heard, like, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but about 90% of people that used to watch his shows would watch him to watch him, not necessarily to paint. To paint. I mean, and again, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. Jeff Lankow?
I don't know what the number is. I can tell you that he's still in 90%+ of the public television stations mm-hmm. across America. Mm-hmm. And no, not everybody is painting, that's for sure, but they are watching. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Kathleen Brosmer from Columbus for your pledge of support. Kathleen writes, I love listening all the time. This is a wonderful workshop. Thanks for that reference, Kathleen Brosmer. And thank you for supporting 89.7 NPR News. Maybe you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher all the time. If you do, then you know that we work hard to bring you a diverse range of topics. From news of the day to long-term trends, you're going to hear about it all on this show. Our goal over time is to bring you all sides of the issues that matter to you. This is something that only happens on public radio. To support local programming that is truly local, go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We just have 14 more to go and just about 15 minutes to go. So remember that no matter what amount you give, you're supporting the news and information on 89.7 NPR News. There is power behind your gift to the station. Your gift is combined with thousands of other gifts, and all those gifts together make a very powerful voice. We are listener-supported public radio. You are the power behind public radio. Give now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You know, Rachel Weaver, when I'm thinking about this, as we're talking about all of this, I'm thinking about how people feel when they give, when they donate to a worthy cause, when they show support for an organization like WOSU, 89.7 NPR News, why they feel better.
Absolutely.
They're spending money, but they feel good about it.
Sure. So there's this aspect of gratitude when it comes to giving back. So if you are giving back to your community, in return, you're getting those kind of good feelings that come along with it. I know that when I was watching Bob and there would be pledge drives for PBS, I'm running to my mom saying, we have to give money because I got to keep him on the air. I think a lot of that, too, comes with radio. You have no idea how many people that it touches. I think the same thing with Bob. I don't think he probably ever could have imagined the lives that he has touched with something, not necessarily as simple as, but something as simple as painting, and how it really has made these ripple effects into the community. And same with the radio station here.
Jeff Lankow, how do you think Bob Ross helped change the idea that only talented or certain people can create art?
Wow, that's the big question. I don't generally ever tell, you know, folks that I run into that I work for Bob Ross, because it's a mixed sort of response. They know him, oh, it's that fuzzy-haired guy, or they don't know him. And you do hear occasionally, that's not art. And I never feel the need to defend Bob's legacy, because Bob's legacy is going to be defended by the millions and millions of fans. But I will say to them occasionally that, you know, you should go to the back of a Hobby Lobby or a Michaels or one of the rooms at your local community center and watch the faces of the folks that come out with these paintings. Because all of them come out with a smile. All of them come out with something they didn't have when they went in. And that's the beauty of it. And I think that gives me tingles, honestly, to even say that, because that's one of the things that attracted me to Bob Ross.
Yeah, the happiness that it brings to create and then do it in the Bob Ross way is two different things in a way. I mean, it's not just creating because you have to do it and you have to achieve a certain level. It's just the art act of it. I'm sure they come out with lots of different versions of the same painting, right, Rachel?
Oh, absolutely. If you think about, too, in the community, we hear about like paint and sips.
Yeah.
So a lot of friends will get together and do this. I really think, too, people can sometimes see a creative process or expressive arts as a solo or an individual process. But when you get into a group format, so a paint and sip or the upcoming availability to be able to do this with the Bob Ross artist that's going to be coming in, to have that community dynamic, you really are fostering these positive feelings of community, of self, and again, revving up all of those good serotonin, norepinephrine, all of these good internal feelings. And again, that kind of just ties right back into not only the process of doing it feels good, but the process of giving also feels good.
89.7 NPR News is dedicated to bringing you in-depth local news. And sometimes we talk about national issues. We talk about international issues. It kind of depends. We have our award-winning news team and we have this show. It's a two-hour local talk show. This program is only possible with listener support, but it's sort of making me think about, we also introduce stress into your lives in a way because of that. Now, the way we talk about news on 89.7 NPR News is gently, it's quietly, it's civilly, it's balanced. It's all of these good things, but it's still a lot of stuff going on out there. We also try to balance all of that with not just feel-good stories, not just fluff, but things that have a lot of meaning in our lives and that make a difference. We're asking you to support that right now. I could easily be talking about Bob Ross and about his painting method and about the impact he's had on our society, at least for those people who have watched PBS over the years. I could easily be talking about that on any given day of the year. I'm talking about it today because we're offering you a special thank you gift in return for a certain level of support. But at whatever level you can show support, if the way we approach the news, the good news and the bad news, if it is something that appeals to you, this is the time to show your support for that. This is the time to tell us that this matters to you. You hear in-depth features on the issues that impact life in Central Ohio from our news department and conversations about the topics that matter to you when you listen to All Sides. Sometimes you think you don't care about it, but by the end of the hour, you've realized you've spent the entire hour watching. I think I've approached plenty of Bob Ross shows that way where, oh, it's Bob Ross, I'm just going to watch for 5 minutes. And then, 25 minutes later, the painting's done and I just witnessed something. It feels like almost miraculous. We bring you interviews with newsmakers across the country and in your own backyard. We're asking you to support the programming that keeps you connected. You go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. We work really hard to bring you interesting content every day. Every Tuesday, you hear Tech Tuesday. It's an hour discussion about the latest technology news and the newest gadgets, the best apps. On Wednesday, each week, you hear Wellness Wednesday, an hour of programming dedicated to the latest medical news and tips on diet and exercise. Maybe you listen every Monday for our Reporter Roundtable, a super popular show discussing the latest news in Columbus and at the State House. All Sides brings you programs to help you with your finances, programs to tell you important news happening in Columbus. During membership drive, I curate very carefully what we're going to talk about because I want to get you to show your support, but I also want to entertain and I want to inform you along the way. And if these types of discussions are important to you, then now is the time to make a pledge of support. Your call right now will help pay for All Sides in the months to come. Go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thanks for your support. I want to tell you that for a membership of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150, we have a very special offer for you. It's available this hour only. Get a ticket to WOSU Public Media's exclusive member event, a Bob Ross painting class. You are invited to join me and a certified Bob Ross paint instructor, Kathleen Shepherd, as we gather for a Bob Ross painting workshop. It's a two-hour class. It's not just a half hour. It's a two-hour class. It'll be held on Friday, November 8th at 6 p.m. at the Fawcett Center on the Ohio State campus where the WOSU studios are located. During the class, you'll learn about how to paint in the Bob Ross style, the wet-on-wet technique. Each guest will receive all the materials they need, and you'll also enjoy light refreshments during the event. This is also an opportunity to rub elbows with kindred spirits, other people who support 89.7 NPR News, other people who like the feel-good nature of Bob Ross's painting and teaching techniques. Don't miss your chance to attend this exclusive WOSU member event. We have a limited number of seats for the workshop, so make your gift now. That's $12.50 a month as a sustainer, or you can go give a $150 one-time gift. Go to WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. We'll have some fun learning to paint like Bob Ross, and our instructor will teach us a few other popular painting techniques as well. Thanks to Pamela Mazaros from Plain City for your pledge of support. We have 13 pledges left to go and just about a little less than 6 minutes to go. So make that call right now, 866-897-9678. or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, not only do you get to attend this great event, but you'll also be supporting public radio with your gift. We're listener supported, 89.7 NPR News. We count on listeners just like you to give what you can during these membership drives. In return, we bring you news and information that you can trust every day. All Sides with Ann Fisher is here for you every morning at 10, talking about what's going on. We have in-depth, thoughtful conversations. Thanks to Donna Straley from Washington Courthouse for your pledge. That means we have 12 left to go in just about 5 minutes. 866-897-9678. You know, we're able to bring you the in-depth, thoughtful conversations because we are listener-supported. So make a gift now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We are going to meet Friday, November 8th, right here at the Fawcett Center on the OSU campus. This is where the WOSU studios are located. This is where I am right now. And by the way, just a few walls over are other Central Ohioans that are showing their support by taking your call right now. That's how they're showing their support for 89.7 NPR News. So make it worth their while. They love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-897-9678. They can tell you all about the painting workshop that we're going to be attending on, gosh, I already forget the date. It's Friday, November 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. right here at the Fawcett Center where our studios are located. You can go online to WOSU.org and learn more about it, but all the materials that you'll need will be provided. Everything you need to know. It's a 2-hour class with a certified Bob Ross painting instructor. This is a great opportunity to spend some time with people who care about the same things you do. Creativity, feeling good, being informed, knowing what's going on in the world, but knowing it in a civil, gentle way, we like to think. Give us a call, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. You know, Jeff Lane Cow, before I let you go, Bob Ross is still relevant today, right?
Absolutely still relevant today. One of the most fun things is watching millennials. The Bob Ross folks were out at Comic-Con in San Diego just recently, and they set up a room. And to watch the millennials and these digital natives come in and enjoy painting in the Bob Ross style is really quite something.
Well, I want to thank you, Jeff Lane Cow, for joining us today to talk about it. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Jeff Lankow is a creative director and media consultant who has worked on special projects for the Bob Ross Company since 1989. Rachel Weaver, thanks to you as well. I so much appreciate your insights today.
Thank you for having me.
Rachel Weaver is a certified expressive arts therapist and CEO of Wise Mind Consulting and Wellness in Dublin. Thanks to Marva Dixon from Columbus for your pledge. We have 11 to go, and we have just a little, about 2.5 minutes to go. It only takes a few minutes to show your support for 89.7 NPR News, and at whatever level you can afford, maybe it's $20, maybe it's $2 a month, whatever you can do, we especially want new members. We're looking for 800 new members this pledge drive. So if you can show your support right now, maybe this is your first time ever doing it. As Rachel Weaver mentioned earlier, there is something that definitely happens. There's a chemistry to showing your support for a good cause. And that cause today is 89.7 NPR News, WOSU Public Media. It is listener-supported, WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus, and online at WOSU.org. It's a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News. We're global. We are local. Show your support for the global local news you hear every day on 89.7 NPR News. We have a certified Bob Ross painting instructor joining us for an evening in November. She'll lead a two-hour class teaching us the Bob Ross style of painting. I'll be there too, so I'd love to meet you. Ready to learn how to paint all those happy trees. Don't miss your chance. Thanks to Beth Grimes Flood from Bexley for your pledge. 10 to go in just about 1 minute. Remember, not only do you get to attend this great event, but you also will be supporting public radio with your gift. Go call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. For $12.50 a month as a sustainer, you can make a one-time gift of $150 if that's better for you. Go to this event. Join us Friday, November 8th at 6 p.m. Don't miss it. It's a one-of-a-kind experience. We've never done it before, and I hope you'll join us for the experience. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Show your support for the station you listen to every single day. Show it whatever level you can afford. If you could manage the Bob Ross event, great. I'd love to see you there. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And thanks for your support.